Producer Dictation for this Marvin Event, MARNIEWINN. Marvin India Date of Birth is 3/30/1970. Date of service is 12/12/2020. Date of birth 3/30/2070. Question is coming here for a follow-up this as well as for an injection to her right knee, which is hurting her a lot due to meniscus tear. She reported that she was admitted to Beaumont Hospital for more than 10 days due to a issue with a chronic kidney disease that was found to have gout, and her medications were changed, and she was remained in the hospital inpatient. Currently, she is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams for FARXIGA or dapagliflozin, DAPAGLIFLOZIN, COZAR, COZAAR, Flagyl, FLAGYL, Prilosec, and prednisone, as well as Bumex, Coreg, CoReg, and Percocet. Protonix is stopped. She underwent a hepatobiliary scan, CT abdomen, chest X-ray, ultrasound of the abdomen, etc. Her MRIs were reviewed, and her MRI for the right knee shows that there is a maceration of the anterior part of the medial meniscus. That is the cause of her pain, and there is a protrusion of the medial meniscus. Other than that, cruciate ligament, medial collateral, lateral collateral ligaments, and patellar ligaments appear to be normal. An injection intra-articular was advised, and the patient agreed and consented to. And she also has pain in her lower back, which is around 8 to 9, and a chronic pain, moderate to severe. And she has a difficult time walking beyond a block, and the pains have been constant. Only radiation is to the buttocks, but no lower than that. She's having a home visiting nurse and a therapist at home. She is stabilized on Percocet 7.5 milligram twice a day for pain relief for the timing. She had underwent a surgery for the left knee that is now minimally painful, around 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. A scope was done and the repair was conducted. The right knee has not been operated due to the various eligibility, and the patient was not fit for surgery. Her height is 5'5", weight is 216, blood pressure is 140 over 92, pulse is 78. The patient has same physical findings as before. Please use the dictation 11-3-2022, dictation number 1103-038. Along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to monitor the patient. MRI for the both knees and lumbar spine was reviewed in great detail. The proposed treatment is to give an intra-articular injection of the right knee and also try to aspirate to see if there is any fluid in it for confirming gout, and to send it to the lab for the gout confirmation. Anyway, she has various doctors from Beaumont Hospital managing her care, nephrologist, internal medicine, and GI, and we'll leave them to carry on their part. She's seeing a chiropractor also for her management of the SI joint and the lumbar spine issues with facet arthritis and sacroiliac joint degenerative disease order. And she's provided with a Percocet 10 milligram twice a day for 30 days for holding her up with the pain, and she has lost almost like 35 pounds of weight, which is helping her. She's advised to use calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, liquid collagen, and rest, ACE bandage, knee brace, both knees, and visit us in a month's time. And the procedure for injection of the right knee with aspiration is as follows. The procedure is code is 20610. Patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite where she was placed on the fluoroscopy table, sit down. Area of injection was palpated carefully and marked. The area was clean and draped with alcohol, and then it was injected with 10 cc syringe was used with 22 gauge needle to aspirate. No aspiration was found, no fluid, and hence the injection of 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcan was injected into the right knee, and that helped the patient in pain immediately, and patient will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.